reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. Abbotsford's Grand Park is the latest recipient of the BC Recreation and Parks Association's Award of Excellence, earning praise for its innovation and inclusion. Reopened in 2020, Grand Park is intentionally focusing on accessibility. In partnership with the Abbotsford Angels Baseball Association, Blue Jays Care Foundation, and the 2016 BC Summer Games Legacy Association, the City of Abbotsford worked alongside an occupational therapist and the Abbotsford's Diverse Abilities Committee to make sure the park addressed everyone's needs. According to a statement from the City of Abbotsford, quote, "The new park design includes a wheelchair-friendly synthetic baseball field, accessible year-round washrooms, a picnic shelter, an inclusive playground for children of all ages, as well as 8 additional accessible parking spots adjacent to the facilities." Abbotsford's Recreation and Culture Parks planning team also added some environmental upgrades. One of the improvements was to put rain gardens into built structures to absorb storm waters and help the natural habitat of the park. Archway Community Services wants you to join their virtual book club. The Archway Community Services Book Club is centered around the education and discussion of diverse cultures, ethnicities, and the history of their experiences. They discuss poetry, short stories, and books from the Fraser Valley Regional Library are provided for free. The club currently meets online every second Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. and is currently reading A Delhi Obsession by M.G. Vasanji. There is a limit of 12 participants, and the club is 18+. For more information or to join, email darian.johnson@archway.ca. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.